Tinglet. And if that wasn't a job for Cactus, to meld together that very diverse entertainment, I think he did a masterful, dignified job. We had a group of girls from Fredericksburg who did folk dances brought over from the old country, including the Herr Schmidt. Then we had St. Mary's Choir, led by a nun, who sang some beautiful German songs, and then sang Deep in the Heart of Texas. And that caused the chancellor to smile and lean over to me and say, and he does speak some English. We know that in Germany, too. Then we had Van Cliburn, who was the climax of the entertainment. He was born and raised in Deep East Texas, just about 40 miles from where I was. And he's turned out to be one of the world's great pianists. And it was a masterful introduction that Cactus gave of him, and I was just as proud of Cactus as I was of anybody in the whole show. Van Cliburn did the Impassionata from Beethoven, I think, isn't it? And then he did a beautiful Schumann love song and some other things that I didn't know. And everybody was very impressed, especially when he said that he was so glad to play for us because he had heard that the Chancellor himself had been a pianist as a young man and that he had expected to be a concert pianist. Cliburn is going to Germany for a concert pianist tour sometime this spring, which added to the interest of his being there. Next, and I almost swear there was no planned agenda, Lyndon got up and introduced the outstanding Germans, giving a few words about each. Then he introduced the outstanding members of our own party, and his introduction of Secretary of State Dean Rusk was one of the most eloquent and moving and beautiful things that I've ever heard him do. Somewhere on the agenda came the talks. The Chancellor's talk, which I didn't understand, of course, until the translation came, was pure poetry. It was a great talk, and it made me think that all the effort was worthwhile, and that maybe we had put a little more cement into the building of good relations. Lyndon's talk